What's going on, everybody? It's King here, and I want to welcome you all back to the Plan to Fail podcast. What's your take on outsourcing? What if I told you that outsourcing is your key to working virtually anywhere you want, and by outsourcing, you will actually build your business faster and stronger? Would you see outsourcing in a different light? If you've been through school, chances are you've been taught to fear one thing. That thing is called failure. What they didn't teach you is that the more you fail, the faster you learn and succeed. Join me on my journey to uncover the reason why most graduates leave school feeling lost and confused. We'll unlock the secret to finding clarity, direction, and purpose in life. My name is King Lau, and welcome to Plan to Fail. So what exactly is outsourcing? I know some of you listening know what outsourcing is, but I'm also very aware that not everybody does. Because not up until, I guess, 6 months ago, I didn't know what outsourcing really was. And as I learned more and more in the whole digital marketing online space, I started to have a better understanding of what outsourcing is. But it honestly wasn't until the last month when I truly understood the power of outsourcing and how it can actually help grow your company. Most people see outsourcing as just cheap labor that is conducted over Fiverr or freelancer.com, where you contract somebody to do a piece of work. And it was actually until recently I found out about services such as Outsourcing Angel, where they hire, they recruit, and they manage your virtual assistant for you. And I've actually had the pleasure to chat with the founder and the director of Outsourcing Angel and have her speak at the summit I'm putting together. And it's been a really eye-opening experience hearing her talk about outsourcing and how she conducts her business through outsourcing. And why it's super important or super exciting, because she has a very different take on outsourcing. Up until I had the chance to meet and talk to her, I saw outsourcing as a cheap way to outsource labor. And I also have talked to other people who saw outsourcing as unethical because they feel like it's taking advantage of people from less developed countries. But it's really about the mindset. And why I say that is because I had the chance to, like I said, speak to the director and co-founder of Outsourcing Angel, Lynn Padetti. And she actually has a very interesting take on outsourcing. And when I had the chance to interview her for the summit, it really, really shifted my perspective on what outsourcing looks like. For people like Lynn, instead of just hiring a virtual assistant for a one-off job, she basically interviews them and hires them as a full-time employee, as a contractor. And why she does that is how she explained it was because instead of having to train new virtual assistants for every job, why not pick one, train one really well, and keep them on your payroll? By doing so, every time you have, let's just say, a project that you need a video editor to edit, instead of having to find and train somebody new, what she does is she finds someone, trains them, and she knows that she's going to have ongoing projects. So instead of having to spend the time to train new people over and over again, she just leaves them on her payroll. That way, it would allow her time to actually go out and find more business instead of having to focus on retraining over and over again. And that's alone was a very different shift than a lot of people I know, because most people see it as one-off jobs. I need a graphic design. I need someone to edit my podcast. I need somebody to create a video for me. I need somebody to do some admin work for me for this project. And it's something that it was really eye-opening for me is because it's true. If you're going to need someone to edit one podcast episode, you're probably going to need somebody to edit more. So why are you looking for somebody new each time because you're trying to not pay them when you don't have projects for them? That really opened up a new perspective for me because most people see it as just cheap labor, like I said, when it comes to outsourcing. And once they're done a project, they're like, I don't need you anymore. And I feel like that works for a lot of people. But as a result, you have to keep trying to communicate and get to know the new virtual assistant. But if you're willing to treat them more like employees than just contractors, things will be different because not even just from a monetary standpoint. Think about the loyalty standpoint. If you actually care about the other person on the other end and see them more than just a contractor, it is so important for you to build that loyalty. And a lot of the times, we don't see it that way. And we treat them as contractors. We don't treat them like they're part of the company. And that, I feel like, alone is a big difference maker when it comes to outsourcing, because if you make them feel like they're part of the team, that they're part of the family of the company, it really changes their work ethic. And I truly believe that. And when she told me that, that was the first time I've heard anybody in outsource talk about outsourcing in that way. And to take it a step further, she even promotes virtual assistants from her team. Instead of having to just hire out or finding new people in management roles. And I think that's super cool, because she basically has a structure of a company, of any normal business, but she does it virtually. And by doing so, this has actually allowed her to build and scale Outsourcing Angel virtually with no office space from the comfort of her own home into a $1 million company. And on top of all of that, she also runs a few more companies all from home without an office space. So she doesn't have to travel, she doesn't have to fight traffic. And when I heard the way she built her business, I was like, I have to learn from this lady. She is smart. She is brilliant, for lack of a better way to put it. Like, so she really just put a new perspective in me on outsourcing and just seeing how she's living it too, not just teaching it. She's also living it out, and all her companies are made out of virtual assistants, and they're all on point. And it's crazy, because I've had the chance to work with her assistants and schedule things with them, and they're always on point, and I'm super impressed. And I think that's actually bridges a huge gap in why people feel like outsourcing is such a low quality job. A lot of the times it's because the business owner isn't communicating properly. But at the same time, if you don't show loyalty to your virtual assistants, they're not going to return the favor with loyalty, because to them it's a job. To you, it's a job. To them, it's a job. So nobody really wins in that sense. But if you're willing to invest just a little towards the virtual assistants that work with you, I'm confident that everything will change. Things will shift, because if you show loyalty towards them and you find the right people that fits your team, then they're going to return the favor and be loyal to you as well. Another thing Lynn really shifted my perspective on outsourcing is the fact that outsourcing isn't taking advantage of people from less developed countries. How she put it was, a lot of these people are, let's just say, from Southeast Asia. And a lot of the times, in order to make money because of the circumstances they're in, they have to work abroad. But by providing services through her company, Outsourcing Angel, for them to become virtual assistants, she's basically allowing them to work from home with their families and still make an income to take care of their families. And that really clicked into me. While most people see it as like, wow, you're outsourcing your manual labor or your administrative work to these people and paying them less than what our minimum wage is here, you're taking advantage of them. But you also have to understand circumstances are different. The cost of living is different in each country. And the fact that you're providing them an income, to them, they're happy. You can't use your morality and compare it to what they are receiving. At the end of the day, nobody's forcing nobody to work. They're taking the job, and you have to see it as you're providing them an opportunity, then you're taking advantage of them. And I feel like for the people who believe that outsourcing work to people in less developed countries is taking advantage of them, you really need to take a step back and think about it. Stop imposing what you believe is right in our first world countries into somebody else's country, somebody else's life, because you don't know what their life is. You don't know what the circumstances are. So before you start judging people to do so, make sure that you have all the facts and take out all the bias you have, because at the end of the day, that's just your perspective. And you have to be open enough to be open to other people's perspectives, especially the people in those countries, because if you're so against it, you actually might be taking work away from them. So that's just something that I really learned, just having a chance to have a candid conversation with Lynn, and even seeing how she has provided so much through charitable works for the countries. Her business mainly hires virtual assistants from the Philippines, but she also uses her profits to give back in those communities. And it's actually quite beautiful. And just seeing her has really inspired me to be able to think differently and to see outsourcing differently, because my goal is to work virtually. I don't want to work from anywhere. I don't want to be stuck in traffic. And I'm sure a lot of people don't want to have to go to an office every single day. I'm sure it's nice to have an office, but would you rather have the time to work anywhere in the world, or would you rather work or be stuck in traffic because you're working in a very nice looking office? So there's actually quite a few benefits when it comes to outsourcing. And just to list a few, it's less overhead for your company. Wages are often cheaper because a lot of virtual assistants, like I said, live overseas in less developed countries. That doesn't mean you're taking advantage of them. It means you're providing them opportunities that they wouldn't have otherwise. The third benefit is there's no need for you to provide an office space for them because everybody is working virtually, especially in the age of the internet where nowadays, especially after the pandemic, everybody's on Zoom. They have Slack. They have so many channels to communicate and project manage that you really don't need a physical space. So on top of saving on labor, you're also saving on having an office space for people to come to. The fourth benefit I have here is it allows you to reallocate those funds that would have gone to benefits or wages or an office space for you to grow your business. This is especially important when you're early stage and money is always tight. It's so important for you to allocate the right resources, especially money, into the right areas so you can expedite the growth of your business. But at the end of the day, there's no right way or wrong way to be outsourcing. You can treat your virtual assistants as contractors for one-off jobs. There's nothing wrong with that. But at the same time, after having the chance to talk to Lynn, I see that there's a better way to outsource. Build your team virtually. Build your team and promote from within. Instead of looking at virtual assistants as just contractors, see it as a way you're hiring an employee. And especially with services like Outsourcing Angel, it actually makes it much easier for you to do so. And they know what they're doing. She's been in the game for like 10 years and she's outsourced pretty much everything in her business. So this episode and why I'm talking about this is really in hope for you to open up your mind and your perspective and seeing outsourcing more than just cheap labor. Even though there's nothing wrong with it, it's going to help you immensely when it comes to building out your business, especially when you're starting out. So what I really want you to take away from this episode is, number one, know that by outsourcing, you're helping someone else in a less developed country to work from home and be with their family. Number two, outsourcing allows you to save on cost and grow your business more quickly. And the third takeaway is outsourcing allows you to work virtually from anywhere you want. And those were the biggest takeaways even for me after having a chance to interview Lynn. And as I grow my business, I plan to outsource most of the work. You're providing opportunities, you have less overhead, you have less stuff you have to just deal with by hiring somebody locally. Some of the jobs, yes, may require people from your community because they understand how your business works. But a lot of the mundane tasks, a lot of the other less important things in your business can always be outsourced. And by outsourcing, you're also helping other people make a living to take care of their families. But I really hope that this episode was able to shift your perspective on outsourcing. That's all I have for you today. And until next time, stay hungry.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Plan to Fail. If you're thinking of someone who needs to hear this message, spread the word by rating, reviewing, and sharing this podcast. If you're like me, you're probably wondering, what are the first steps to building a solid foundation for success? My advice is to start by redefining your relationship with failure. Learn how to embrace it by understanding its importance in both your personal and professional life. To help you get started, I wanted to give you a free copy of my ebook, Failing Forward. This book will give you the tips and tricks needed to help you redefine what failure means in your life and provide the clarity you need to achieve success. Go and download your free copy at plantofail.net. Remember, you can achieve the life you've always wanted. Thank you so much for being part of this community, and until next time, stay hungry.